So we're going to go ahead and get started with the iPhone users group for VIP. I've been rather busy the last couple of weeks, so I haven't done a lot of iPhone stuff. One thing that I've been trying to do, and I have not been successful at, is I need to remove a contact from my email list on the phone, and I can't seem to figure out how to do that. Now, I know on the computer there's a place where you can go and delete that particular email address, but I have not been successful in doing it on the phone. Does anybody have any suggestions?
I think if you go to the contact, the actual contact, it's been a while. I have done that. And I think there's an edit contact thing someplace. And I don't know whether you actually click on the contact name and then it appears. I can't remember for sure.
Yeah, I've never done it from the email. But I know if you need to remove a contact from the phone itself, you click on the name and there's an edit choice that pops up right there at the top. And then you click on that and then way down at the bottom there's a remove contact choice.
Yeah, I went into the contacts thinking that this person might be in the contacts, but she's not in that contact, so evidently it's just an email address. I'm wondering if I could use the edit button in the email to do that. I thought it was just for sorting out what emails you want to keep or not keep.
Would that be in the, like mine is Yahoo Mail. Would you go into like settings and then under whatever your email provider is, or is there something in the mail thing in your settings? I haven't played around with mail much to find a way to do it that way.
I have Yahoo, but I have not been in settings in the email part yet, and I don't recall seeing anything that would pertain to contacts specifically.
The thing I can't quite understand, I guess, is you said you wanted to delete an email contact, and usually if you add a contact, it just goes into the general contacts of your phone. So that person's contact should be, I mean, if you actually have the contact and you want to delete it, that's where you should find it.
Well, that's what I thought too, but I could not find it. I searched under the first name and under the last name, neither one of which came up.
I have a solution. I don't know if it's a solution you want. Is this somebody you just don't want to populate when you write an email, or do you not want to deal with that email at all? Because there is a way to block the email.
Okay, how do I do that? Because I don't want that person coming up, because it basically has to do with payroll for my job, and that person no longer works for that company.
Oh, okay. Then if they no longer, then it's not like they're ever going to get an email that you might miss or whatever. So I just went into the email because I forgot to do it during the break. I was eating and doing stuff around here. Anyway, you go to the email. I did not open the email, and you can flick up or down till you get to more. And then there's a whole list of things: reply, revise, flag, sent it or mark as junk or whatever. And all the way to the right is block. So if you just block it, then hopefully that'll put in a block list and you won't have to deal with it anymore.
Can you do that with just the contact name? Because I never saw that.
I just went to a random email like I said, without opening it, just in the email list, like say DirecTV, you know, electric company, you know, Spence, whatever. I just picked one. Although I didn't pick a name, I could try that again. So I just flicked up or down till I got to more, double tap on that, and then flicked all the way to the right. And there was block, it didn't say contact. I'll have to look again.
It might block that email thread. I wonder if it will say block the sender. That's interesting. I'll have to look at that.
Isn't there a block sender thing? Or is that only on the computer?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure you may have said it, but don't you have to hit edit when you first go in there?
That's only if you're actually working with the contacts. But so are you trying to block this person from an email that you received from that person? Or, hey, Emma, I'm not sure. Is that what you're trying to do is to block this person from an email that you received rather than from your actual contact list?
I'm just trying to keep her from coming up when she's part of a group thing. When I select this one person, her name pops in there without me trying to. Evidently, it got set up as a group at one point. And I just want to eliminate her contact altogether.
That might be a little different if it's a group, you know, like you just say group name and it sends it to a bunch of people. That might be a different thing. So, but with the more, the first thing came up, a couple ones I saw was hide. There was mute, and all the way to the right was block sender. But that's all I got for now.
Okay, well, block sender might work as long as it doesn't block the wrong sender.
Yeah, what's really weird here is I've been playing with this on my phone over here, and you know you can go in to where it at the bottom where it says apps after you do all the main Apple, you know, ones, and so you can go to contacts. There is a whole group of things about contacts there, and it, you know, it's all stuff like how you want your messages to appear, you know, oldest to newest, et cetera, et cetera. But it doesn't show you anything about, and then it does have a search thing, something about how to search for something and what your provider is, but it's nothing about how to delete them, which is really kind of weird. That would seem like that would be the place for it.
Yeah, I would think so too. So that might be a question for Apple support.
You know, it asks all these things about how to search for a message, I guess. Now, I don't know. I didn't go that far with it. If you actually searched for the message and then it would show, you know, what you could do with it or whatever. I don't know. But it would seem like that would be the place where it would be. And if it's there, it's certainly not obvious.
Oops, you lost the key. That might be a good idea too. Spotlight, you know, search the email address as well and see where it comes up on your phone. If there is a contact, it should find it that way. You know, it'll say, you know, whatever at whatever.com is in contacts under the person, a certain person's name or under something. So then you might be able to go in there that way.
How do you get to spotlight search? I mean, I see the search button, but I don't seem to be able to tap on it.
Do you get mail on your computer as well as on your phone? Because I think if I were going to do it, I would go into my address book on my computer and delete it that way. It's a little more obvious in your computer email program that it wouldn't show up then on your phone. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the problem. I do not have email on my computer at all.
The way I get the spotlight, no, there's more than one way of doing it. I just went to the home screen without putting focus on the status bar. A three-finger swipe down, open Spotlight search.
Yeah, that didn't get it. Anyway, I will have to play with that and see if I can. I'll if I'm successful, I'll let you know how I did it in the next session. So has anybody got any questions or any tips or tricks or advice? Or
I just seem like since I did the 18 and now 18.1 updates, that it really seems to be draining my battery pretty quick. And so I put it on low power mode, and I don't really fully understand what that does. Is that supposed to save your battery or just let you know that your battery's getting down there?
See, in low power mode, it seems like it shuts off like every 2 minutes and you have to keep waking it up. So I know that the times that my batteries are almost dead, it would automatically go into low power mode, but it would just keep, it would go to sleep almost every minute or so.
Yes, it does go to sleep, I think, every 30, like after 30 seconds, because I have mine to lock after 5 minutes. So that saves your battery instead of leaving the screen on or, you know, unlocked all the time. I think it turns off a bunch of, like, say, location services and background and refresh, which mine's already off. Stops, I think, like push notifications, stuff like that. I forget, I'd have to read up on it, but it like puts everything to a minimum to save the battery. And it does work for me because my battery's getting older. So some days, especially if I'm heading out, I just I run it on low power mode. I don't spend a lot of time on the phone. So it definitely, I've noticed that the battery does last longer throughout the day versus when it's not on.
I don't run mine in low power mode, but I do have my screen lock after 2 minutes. And I've turned that off, and it does make one heck of a difference on your battery usage.
So does that all, because I have mine, I think my screen right now is at 30 seconds, and I should probably up that some. But I'm really having the problem with when you dictate a text. And especially right now, I'm doing a lot of dictating of texts for people asking me about my family. And it just, you barely get two sentences out of your mouth, and voiceover is coming on and saying, do you want to send it? And when you want to, what do you do if you want to add? You know, you've got a couple sentences in there and it's like, okay, stay there and let me continue to add on to this. I just don't seem to be able to get that to cooperate at all since these latest updates.
Yeah, I thought, see, I had that problem before I put 18 in, and it's still there. I thought they fixed it, or after I put 18 in, that's when it started doing it. I went to 18.1, I thought they fixed it, but they didn't. I use the voice messaging, you know, a lot, send a text by voice or however, but either way, it does, it cuts you off, and it wants to send it right away. And that irritates the heck out of me. Seemed like they ought to be able to say continue, and then you could continue whatever, but it doesn't give you that option at all. I never tried that. But.
I have to ask. I got two of my sighted friends that, especially I've seen one do it with email and the other one do it with text messages. I don't know how to add it to the, like if you didn't finish, but I know with, for myself, sometimes it misunderstands me. I'll just say change it, and then she says, okay, what do you want to say? And then I'll repeat what I wanted to say and that, to fix it. I think you can edit it, and then maybe I think she asked, what do you want to edit? And I don't know if you say continue writing or at the end, or that's the part I need to ask about.
On the Apple Viz email, there was a comment last couple of days about using the word append when you want to add something to a dictation.
The thing is, though, now if you hesitate at all, it automatically sends it and you have no opportunity to append because it's gone.
I thought when you sent text, didn't 17 come out with you have 15 minutes when you send a text to unsend it or delete it?
You must have a setting to automatically send it, Mark, because mine always asks me if I want to send it. It doesn't just automatically do it. But I think there is an option to send it automatically.
Well, and then the other thing is when you're reading a text, and if it is a little lengthier text, it doesn't read it all. It just, it quits. And my screen locks up. The voiceover quits.
I've not experienced that. People with the iPhone without the home button, is there a way to do this? What I do when I send a text message is I press and hold the home button, and it won't stop listening to me until I let it go. So I normally leave long messages. Because for myself, it drives me nuts when my buddy, especially in a group, starts sending a bunch of little messages that they could send one long one. It's like, hi, Hank. Ready for tonight? What time do you want me to pick you up? I think we go on at 8:30. You know, and it's like, and as I'm trying to respond and read them, it just keeps going bing, 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 and switching the focus on me. Anyway, I'll quit ranting.
Well, if you're dictating it, yeah, you do hold the side button in as you're dictating. But like we say, it only takes a couple sentences. And if you dare take a breath, then she immediately assumes that you're finished and will ask you, do you want to send it? And like Marv said, I'm not even sure sometimes, yes, that some of those incomplete checks are automatically sent. So I don't know if there's a setting in there to control some of that or what, but it drives you nuts. Because I'm like you, Hank. Let's say it all in one message.
Yeah, sometimes I don't make it too lengthy. I try not to, if you know, because you could do two long messages instead of one long, very long message. So you're pressing and holding the side button the whole time you're dictating? Oh, wait a minute, because there's two ways of doing it. What I'm talking about, the home button, is when I'm using Siri to send a message. I'm not doing the dictate button. So instead of saying, hey, Siri, and sorry if I woke anybody's phones up, and then saying text, you know, Cheryl, and then my message, because if I pause there, it will cut me off. But if I press and hold the button, I don't have to say it, Siri's already running, then I just say text Cheryl, and then I can give a paragraph's worth, and she won't stop listening until I let go of the button. That's what I meant.
Now, if you don't have the home button on the front of the phone, the power button is the same thing. So I'll have to try that, hold that in while I'm talking and see if that stops it from cutting me off. Now, like I was saying earlier, I use the voice messaging instead of texting a lot, and it does cut me off. My stepson, if he sends me a voice message, he's long-winded sometimes. And if he talks over a minute, we've kind of timed it, it'll cut off. And I have to go into the message and listen to it and, you know, open up my messages and go in there.
That kind of makes sense, because I've seen, like, when you get a notification, somebody sends you a text message, it does get cut off and you still have to go into the message to read it. You know, I'm talking, yeah, text message, not a voice message. The voice message probably does the same thing. It only do so much unless you're in the actual open message or voice message. Now, you said dictation, because I gave one example. I also have an older phone, so maybe the new operating system, they've changed it, and you might have to go into settings and play around to lengthen how long Siri listens, stuff like that. But when I'm dictating inside of a text message, once the keyboard's open, a lot of people go to the dictate button. I just do a two-finger double tap. It bings. I start saying what I want to say, and it listens until I do a two-finger double tap again. So I guess that's not the case for you guys?
I think most of us are using Siri to send the message rather than actually doing the dictation within the message app.
Yeah, that's what I do, Mark. But that's a thought to see if there would be a difference that way. I don't know.
And mine just started doing that automatic send thing. I think it was since the 17 update. It never did it before that. And now, since the 17 update, it's been doing that. And I don't really like it. And I have to go in there and see if I can find a setting to change it, because I'd really rather have her confirm. Because then if it'll say, do you want to send it? Then you can say, add to it or append or whatever, and it will. But not now.
Yeah, I have to find out more about that. Although I think that's the newer phones. I have the iPhone 8, so I'm limited to some of the stuff that we're talking about. Anyway, my groceries have arrived. I will be back in a couple minutes. And yeah, if you guys can figure out how to press and hold for Siri, keep holding the button while you dictate instead of letting it go. Because yeah, if I just press and hold the home button, wake up Siri and let go, I can start talking. And if I pause, she does cut me off and start saying, do you want to send it? I'm like, I wasn't done. But I'll be right back.
And then when she reads the message back, Mar, do you notice that she may not read the whole thing? And, you know, you want to hear it before you send it. I mean, again, I don't know. I know I did change my screen to never locking because I thought that was going to help my battery. I changed it to lock after 30 seconds of, no use. And I don't know if it's locking up and making her lock up. I guess I could play with that, but it's annoying.
Yeah, I don't notice her not reading. I've never had trouble with that. But I have had the other trouble that you say.
And it even loses focus. It's like Jaws used to do, and sometimes still does, where you can be like in your email app, and all of a sudden it's taken you out of that and put you someplace else while you've been reading your email. So there's a lot of crazy things in these newer updates.
I've been having trouble with that with the Walmart app. Like, you know, I'll put something in my cart, and I always work out of my favorites or whatever that thing is. It's called My Items. There's a tab for it. And I have a whole bunch of stuff in there. Well, it'll go way back up to the, not quite to the top, but way up into the things I've already worked with. And I have to go back down and, ooh, that's aggravating.
Well, I know right before the update, we had an issue with Walmart. Everything was working like a charm. And all of a sudden, using the iPhone as we were doing to shop, it seems like they've inserted, and maybe somebody can explain about this, but that subscribe thing, it right before it's add to cart, there's a subscribe. And if you add an item to your cart that you searched for, it won't show you any other choice in that category. It just hangs right there. It's almost like the screen just freezes up or something. And like you said, Mar, it does chunk you out, you know, where you are. And we called Walmart here, and they did say that they have changed their website. I hope they enjoy it.
Yeah, they don't care about other people sometimes. But Mar, I don't know if yours is the same as mine, but I went into settings to Siri to send messages using Siri, and the option in there to automatically send messages. Mine's off, yours apparently is on. But I'm not sure if your phone, because mine's a 13 Pro Max, so it may be a little different.
On a couple of the tech chat rooms, people are screaming angry about Walmart. There's even a couple of people looking to perhaps form a group to sue them, because they said that basically they depend on Walmart for survival, and they've been laid low for a week or two now.
They won't give you any kind of satisfactory. I guess they don't know, but this accessibility thing is a joke now because it is really hard to shop on there, on the phone or even on the computer. It's hard, and they made it that way. It was a piece of cake.
Okay, I know what you're talking about, Janice, and it is a royal pain. What I do, and I know a lot of people can't, afford to do that, is I have Ira, and I have all my shopping details like Walmart and Sam's and things like that. It have all the my login details on my profile, and whenever I need to do a Walmart list or order, I call Ira. Ira logged into my account, and within, oh my gosh, less than 10 minutes, it's done, and it's just a joy. They are so great at that.
I had an experience with Walmart. Now, I shop with Instacart, and I had never used Instacart for Walmart before. But I thought their prices are supposed to be lower, and Instacart says they're same as in-store. So I went ahead and I shopped there, and I had no problem accessibility-wise using the Instacart, app to do it. Except I got all the shopping done, and it was a good size order. And they said, your stuff is on the way, da-da-da-da. And then they come back and they say, we're sorry, it can't be delivered. Your shopper did not have an Instacart card, whatever that means. So why in the world, if she wasn't registered as an Instacart shopper with Walmart, why she had the app on her phone and why she did the shopping? So I thought, well, there she'll just have this cart full of stuff that she'll give to somebody else who has the ability to do the delivery. Oh no, they had to reshop the thing all over again. So something that should have taken me, an hour to do, I was on the phone and doing all of it for 3 hours. So, but as far as being able to access the stuff with Walmart, I could. There were a few little things, but it was all doable and it was fine. But boy, was that weird.
Well, now when you go to search, like just say you search Marie Callender dinner bowls, they will show you one, and you have to be specific on what you want. It's not like you can, they've done something to the browse part of it. And is there just nothing that the consumers can do to, after all, the blind people need to shop too.
You know something, now that you say that, Janice, I think I did notice that. Because like when I shop with Kroger's, and if I would say Marie Callender dinners, you'd get the list of all of them.
Oh, it'll tell you, how many they got. But at Walmart, it'll say like 26 or, whatever, how many different kinds they have. But then it won't show you but just one. And it's like the screen just like, I'm sorry, y'all, I'll just quit whining. But it's frustrating. And when you think you've got something good going and then they pull the rug out, it's not fun.
Oh, I know. Believe me, that frustration is evident, and I don't know why they do that, because they do get a lot of business from us. So that's what we're here for, Janice, is to try to help each other with things like that.
Well, I remember shortly after I started using the Walmart app, they did some stuff. And it was really funky for a while. Just awful. And I don't know. I had a heck of a time for about a week. And then all of a sudden it cleared up. So I don't know that they did a major update then at that time. But it did clear up. But I think, you know, somebody should say something because they were really good. Now, I just did an order last Sunday, and I didn't have any problem. Of course, I didn't really search for anything either. So that may have been why.
Yeah, that's where that, I know on Kroger's, they call it buy it again, you know, things that you've ordered before, or, you know, like you say, Walmart has that, that that makes that process easier as far as being specific about what you want. Of course, then the fun comes when they say, if it's not in stock, would you like to replace? And what would you like to replace it with? I think I had a little fun with that on the doing it that way with Walmart.
I always tell them no substitutes.
Well, I haven't really explored it, but is there some settings inside that app? I wonder if you could turn that. It seems that subscribe thing is an issue too, not only with aside from the browse thing, but I'm just wondering if there's ways you can go in there and turn things like that off. I haven't explored that.
Yeah, I don't know if that app has settings. I've never really looked to see if it does, but I suppose it's a possibility, you know. I know there's, you know, like you can set up all these different parameters for when you do a pickup. Like we do a pickup, we don't do delivery. I won't do a Walmart delivery. I've never had good luck with it here. And I don't know whether it's just the people that deliver here in Madison. I know some people do deliveries and it works fine, but I didn't have good luck with it here.
I can't comment too much on that. I do all mine on the computer, but Cheryl, I usually get the substitutions. Actually, they do quite well. And really, we found some stuff that we really like by doing it that way. They get some better stuff than what we had ordered.
Well, Amazon has that subscribe thing too. And I think what theirs is, and I don't know if that's what Walmart's is, if you subscribe, you're kind of telling it, okay, I like this item. And I don't know if it means like they'll figure out, like Amazon does, I think, subscribe and save. And every so often, then you'll get these notifications. Oh, it's about, we think it's about time that you've probably run out of that item. Do you want to reorder it? You know, things like that. I don't know if that's what Walmart's subscribe thing does. And I never go with it because it's like, I'll let you know when I want it. Thank you.
Well, I used a shopping app called Shipt. It, unfortunately, is not available in Talladega, but in Jacksonville, it's pretty good and it's very accessible. It wasn't always like that, but they worked hard on their app, I think, and for the most part, it's extremely accessible.
Yeah, that's available here, too. And I know some people here that use it. I've thought about switching. It's just that I've got all these items, you know, in their list of buy it again. That makes it so easy to go through and get stuff. But yeah, that is a very good app from what I've heard.
It's really neat because the shopper will send you a text when they are beginning your order. And if you have forgotten to put something in there, he's like, oh, by the way, can you get me a gallon of milk? You know, I forgot to put it on the list. Sure, no problem. It's like, that's awesome.
Terry, I found that thing where you can turn off automatically send messages. I found it and I turned it off.
Hey, good going. Was it where I said it was? I wasn't sure if it would be the same on yours.
Yep.
That's great. Good deal.
All right. A success story for the iPhone users group. Yay.
So that was in the Siri settings. I got to go look and see. You know, when they do these updates too, they turn stuff on and off that wasn't the way you originally had it. So I need to maybe go look at that.
Yeah, it's in the Siri and search group of settings. And there's a whole bunch of stuff that you got to go through, you know, the language and the whole thing. And it says, send messages with Siri. And then you go in there, and that's where that setting is.
They like to bury those things. And I heard that the update iOS 18 has a lot more settings options in it. Is that true, Terry?
It seems to. I haven't really explored it that much, but it does seem to.
I haven't updated to 18 yet. I'm not sure. I might wait a little bit before I do that.
Yeah, I've not updated yet either. I've still got 17.
I've been running 18 for about, it's going on 2 weeks now since it came out. And I have not had any problem at all with it. It's worked very well.
Is your message app working as when you send messages, Parker?
Yeah, it sure is. That's why I was sitting here very quietly, because I don't have any of the problems that I've been hearing about.
But see, Parker uses Bluetooth hearing, and I wonder sometimes if that has something to do with it. I don't know what it would cause it, but who knows?
That could have something to do with it. That's a possibility.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry about that.
Welcome back, Hank. I wonder if it's hearing voiceover, the Siri. Siri's not supposed to be able to hear voiceover, is it?
Well, that's what I was thinking. Maybe I ought to shut voiceover off and try to send a message.
Oh, it hears voiceover all right. Oh, yeah.
Well, see, that Terry might be right, because I run my phone through my hearing aids, so it would I hear it in my through my hearing aids, it would not be hearing that. Maybe that's the difference.
Yeah, I did the same thing.
That is possible, and just throwing it out there. Instead of shutting VoiceOver off, again, you could do either way. Your preference, you could just turn speech off while you're doing whatever it is that you guys are talking about that I came back in on. Just 3-finger double tap turns the speech of VoiceOver off, but it's still running. Send or do your message, and then just 3-finger double tap again.
Yeah, that's how I always do it. Mara, I'm going to send a message. Just ignore it. I'm going to try it with a VoiceOver off.
That's a good suggestion.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, let me know if it works.
By the way, just so that you all know, if any of you have not joined the user iPhone user group email list and you want to, there's a subscribe link at the bottom of the rooms page. Sorry, Cheryl, I couldn't resist. And if you have any trouble getting subscribed, get a hold of me at parker@vipconduit.com, and I'll help you get on it.
Well, I did that intentionally, Parker, so that people would come in and say, where do I hit that subscribe button? Where?
Yeah. Oh, it gave me a big laugh.
Yep, I'm on that group now. How do you send a message to it? I guess I should have read the thing. I just forget. I guess I can maybe add it to my contact. You just send an email to the group, correct? Because it would be good for people who have ideas or problems. They can be answered right away, or suggestions for this class. Like maybe next time we could bring up this subject.
Yeah, and it's also they're putting nice little tidbits in there on how to create a back tap on your phone. So I'm going to have to create a folder in my email just for these iPhone tips. So good job.
Yeah, if you want to send a message to the list, it's just iug@vipconduit.com.
It's funny the way Jaws said it. I'm like, what in the heck is that? And then now that you say IUG, that makes sense.
Do you know what the IUG stands for? I'm assuming the G is for group.
I would think it means iPhone users group.
And you would think correctly. That's exactly what it means.
I figured it out now.
Yeah, I was confused because I know that I'm in a couple other groups on other sites, and whether it be social or poker or whatever. And what is I forget the groups. It's a little bit different than this one, but they all seem to come under the same heading, except for the title that they give it.
Yeah, well, ours are that way. It's all at VIPconduit.com.
Okay, what I meant was like two different sites. Let's just say it's a Google group. So it's like GGS. I'm just making that up. That's not what it is. So the social group and the poker group use that GGS group format, but they just change, like, say, GGS.poker whatever, or GGS.social whatever. But, okay, IUG, iPhone Users Group. Did you say at VIPconduit.com?
Yeah, IUG at VIPconduit.com.
You got it. Thank you so much. Add it to my address book.
I can remember that.
Yeah, now that I know what IUG stands for. Well, because Jaws says it weird, like eulg or something. I'm like, what the heck is that?
Yeah, it does. I stepped it off. I thought, okay, here we go. Because I couldn't understand it either.
Leave it to a school teacher.
Well, I got to go get cooking at the Kelly's, so you guys have a good afternoon. And thanks. I enjoyed sitting in today. And thank you for the group creation. I think this is real neat.
Well, Janice, I hope to see you tonight. I can't wait to hear you sing.
Me too.
Yeah, take care, Janice, and I hope Walmart straightens up their act pretty soon.
I do too, because they're making me turn grayer, if that's possible. Y'all, take care.
Oh, she's gone. Okay. I'm just sitting here with this thing for I wanted to change my 30 seconds when my screen locks. And it is saying that when you are in load power mode, it is restricted automatically to 30 seconds. Now, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's always been like that because you're in power saving mode.
Now, when you're in power saving mode, can you do everything that you would ordinarily do, like answer calls and send messages and all that?
Oh yeah, you can do that, and as long as your phone is active, it's not going to shut down. But the minute it's dormant, then it will lock.
Okay. So keeping the phone locked does save the battery?
Mara, when you go to low power mode, what it helps to do is it turns off a lot of stuff that runs in the background, like your weather app and your location services and all that. Shuts all that off.
Okay.
Yeah, you can also shut your do that with your power. Well, with mine, I just hit my power button. It'll put it in, it'll lock it as well. You can do it manually. Now, I don't know about your phone or not, because mine is the one without the home button. I just hit my power button and it locks the home.
Yep. It doesn't matter which phone. You just tap the power button and it locks the phone, I believe, because there is no home button. Oh, yeah, you swipe up for home. But, yeah, according to the lady, low power mode shuts down all non-essential services, I guess, or apps, or but I have not had any issues sending, receiving emails, text messages, games, stuff like that. Still get notifications, but it does, I guess, cut back on, you know, like somebody said, weather and stuff like that.
So Terry, give us an update. Were you able to send a longer message without it cutting you off?
Yeah. And yeah, I always use the power button to lock my phone.
No, I wasn't. Didn't make any difference. And Mari, you won't receive any messages because I when I asked it to send it, I said no. So, but it let me test it anyway, and it did cut me off. It, I don't know. It may have been a little bit better, but I don't think so.
Well, I wonder what's causing that. I just don't get it.
So going back to my suggestion, because I think it does something else, so I don't think you're able to. What does pressing and holding the power button do? Oh, it eventually takes you to shut down the button, right? So I don't think you can just hold and press it and press and hold it and keep on holding to use Siri, correct?
Hello, everyone.
Hey, Allie. I'm going to try sending Mara a message and holding the button down while I'm sending the message instead of just using Siri only. I'll hold that button down and see if it cuts me off there. I'll be right back.
Hey, Allison, it's been a long time. Good to hear your voice. What did you just say, Hank? I'm sorry, I lost it.
That was the way I understood it, Hank, was if you just keep holding the power button in, it's eventually going to shut the phone down.
Or it'll bring up the shut your phone down window and ask if you want to power off. Hey, Allie, good to see you.
Hi. Hello.
Hello, Allie. Yeah, because I was trying to figure out the non-home button way of, like I said, if I press and hold the home button, it activates Siri. But if I don't let go, Siri just keeps listening until I let go. So I was trying to figure out a way with the newer phones, if you just press and hold. I know you press and hold it until Siri activates and then you let go and then you tell her what you want. But I don't know if there's a way to press and hold it and keep, you know, activate Siri and just keep on holding while and talk. I wonder if it's smart enough that if it's listening to you, it won't bring up the shut off screen.
See, our power button does the same thing. If I hold a button and say send Mara a message, and then it does everything. But I tried holding it in while sending the message, and it still cut me off. So it didn't help in my case.
That is so weird. Have you ever talked to Apple Accessibility about that? Because mine usually doesn't cut off unless, you know, I pause for too long. But usually if I keep talking in a fairly level voice, in a fairly level stream, it seems to be pretty good.
Well, when I do it, I'll hold the button in and say, send a text to Mar. And then I'll let go of the button and it'll say, and what do you want to say to Mar? And then I hold it back in again. And it makes a little beep, makes a sound that you know that it's listening. And like I say, I used to be able to do longer messages. And I know I was always aware of the fact that you had to be in a real quiet place to be able to have it, you know, not hear other things and get confused. But now it seems to be that it, you know, you say a couple sentences and she's either, do you want to send it now? Or, and I have that automatic thing off, like automatic send. I don't have that. I just looked. So I don't know. It's a bug in the update.
Well, try if it does that, just say, add to it or append or whatever and see if it'll let you continue the message.
I'm going through the Siri settings looking for that, but I did find there is a
automatically send messages button.
Automatically send message button. So there is a way to turn the automatic sending off.
Yep, that's what we did. Boy, it'll be nice to have that off, because man, that was kind of a pain. And with one of my updates, it just arbitrarily decided, oh, you're going to like this, and it just turned it on. I didn't do a thing.
Yeah, it has a way of doing that. Don't tell me I'm going to like it.
Terry, I wonder if you go into the focus and settings to see if there's something to do with messages in focus.
I don't know. I've never gone in there. Now, Terry, was that you?
I don't remember. I've been in focus, but I don't remember having seen anything about messages in there.
Terry, I just got a text message. Was that you?
Terry seems to have stepped away from the mic.
Ask Siri to read the message. You'll find out who it is.
Okay, update. I tried to send Mar a audio message. It would not let me append, but with a text message, it did. So you can append if you use a text message.
Yeah, no audio. Once you stop that, there's nothing you can do. That I do know. Okay, so that was you that sent me the message. Okay.
All right, so that's good to know. Are ready to send it, then you say append, and then it'll continue on.
Right, and it'll read it back. So that's pretty cool. It's good to know. So, Chris Ann, maybe that'll help your problem.
Well, that's what this group is all about. Look what we've done in this short little hour, and it's already over for October 9th, 2024. This was a great session today. I think we learned a lot. We shared a lot. So we will do this again in 2 weeks. Thank you all for coming.